closer.
Does feel like fall. It feels very fall-like outside. It's crisp, it's brisk, which means I can wear a sweatshirt. I love wearing sweatshirts because the office is freezing. The office where I work, Eric, my boss, the Von Hessler doctrine, he keeps the damn studio at like 62 degrees, so it's an ice box. But anyway, enough of me bitching. Hi everybody, this is episode 55 of season 6. Every week by all four of us. I don't know what I'm talking about. We have Steph Swain. Hello, Steph.
Hey.
Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
And that guy. Oh, no, that's Dustin Lawler. He is an amazing dude who kicks ass on our YouTube page. We were just talking about all the views we've had in the last 28 days. For us, it's a big number. How many did you say it was?
3,300.
See, now that's, I mean, humble brag. We almost have as many views as the Tonight Show's YouTube. I don't know. Thank you guys for watching us if you do. And if you're new here and you're coming to the show and you saw it because you watched the Mr. In Between interview that you guys did, that was really good. It's really cool that you're here and hopefully you're new. And since maybe you might be new, I'm going to tell you that we have a Patreon page. And that Patreon page is patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And I just used the Patreon page that I'd set up before I even started doing the show. So that's why it says Tim Andrews and not Radio Labyrinth. But trust me, everybody gets a little taste and everybody gets to wet their beak in it. But everybody, we're going to read a new list of our producers tonight. And so that'll be at the end of the show. Stick around for that. Audio and video. We really appreciate you guys, especially those of you who've stuck with us as long as you have. I'm going to do another plug, shameless plug here. I am available to do customized voice greetings and video greetings. So you can get an audio file or a video file. The video files take a little bit longer. It's $50 for the audio file, and it can be up to 5 minutes, and it's $75 for the video because it just takes an awful long time to produce. And I'll have some examples of that, or you can find them on my Facebook page. I did one today for somebody who's getting married. I don't want to say their name in case I don't know exactly when their wedding day is, but somebody paid me to have Donald Trump do a toast. The wife hates Donald Trump. The husband loves Donald Trump. I know, don't get triggered. I know it's Donald Trump, but people like it and they like the way I do his goofy voice. It's not like for some QAnon person, so don't worry. But anyway, I can
find it on the Timeo app.
Yeah, the Timeo app. I wish I could get on Vent, whatever that is, Cameo. But anyway, I can do your favorite person or your least favorite person. Just hit me up, tim.andrews1970@gmail.com. That's the best way, quickest way to get in touch with me. Because if you send me a Facebook message, I might see it a week later. So
I can't even go on Facebook anymore.
I know. Jeff was in Facebook jail again. Tell everybody why Jeff is in Facebook jail.
30 days of Facebook jail.
Yeah, that's a long time. And you must have done something heinous, like said something anti-vax or no. What did you do?
I posted a quote from the movie Dr. Detroit in Ira's 80s movies quotes group.
Really?
Yep.
And what was that quote from?
That was when Dr. Detroit says he'll rip off her head and shit down her neck. Okay.
And what did they tell you in the message you got from them?
Inappropriate content.
And no way to appeal? You couldn't appeal it?
I filed an appeal, but it takes forever to get to a person. It's all robots. Steph can't get back in, she says.
Uh-oh.
We'll get her back.
With the vamp. Vampity vamp. Vampity vamp.
And Tim's not lying about the Patreon. We all get to wet our beaks. Tim sends us a $2 Starbucks card every month.
There you go. There you go.
And I save them up until I can afford a one grande coffee.
Hey, look, Dustin gets 50 cents. Half of that is from Jeff.
I got to have two of those quarters to rub together.
Give me some quarters. Hey, there's nice. Steph.
Hey, sorry.
So, yeah, I got Jeff a Donut Dolly's card, and he tried to go and use it this week, but the day he went, they were closed because they're closed on Monday. But they are like everybody else. they're having staffing issues. So, but they are a local independent business. Listen, Dunkin' Donuts makes their donuts in a factory, and they're driven on a truck, frozen, and they're dropped off. At least with Krispy Kreme, you can watch that they're making them right there. But anyway, more on a more positive note, Donut the Holly is local Atlanta business. You can get a gift card for a friend of yours if you live out of the market, but they are top notch. As far as our local independent donut shops, I'm talking they're way up here at Donut Dolly's. And then slightly lower, you have Revolution. But I don't like going there because they're mask Nazis. And then way down at the bottom, you have Sublime, which used to be way up here, but their quality has gone down. But anyway, Jeff, what kind of donut were you going to get?
I was just going to see what they had. I don't know. You said that that gift card was good for a dozen regular ones or a couple specialty ones. So I was just going to see what they had, but they were closed.
When I got that card for you, I got myself a donut. It was a brioche cream filled powdered donut.
Yeah.
It's like a big as a, you know, a softball, bigger than a softball. The donuts are great. Donuts are the king.
I had a half a dozen of Krispy Kreme over the weekend.
At one sitting, or you paced yourself?
It was probably during like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour.
Were they the hot ones or are they assorted?
Oh, they were assorted. They were the apple glazed.
Oh.
And apple filled. It was like a cream apple filled and a pumpkin spice. You know.
And spice donuts are kick ass.
And your pumpkin spice latte.
Did not have the latte. No.
You didn't order the basic bitch starter pack?
I'm not that much. You know, I'm not all that into the pumpkin spice latte. Like I was when it was all the rage, but now it's just, it's so basic. Totally. Sweet. Exactly.
It's way too sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really, I like coffee. You know, I like to taste coffee. I don't like all that stupid shit. Even if you do like the, you know how you do the racetrack, if you do the racetrack coffee.
Which I don't do. Go
ahead. If you ever do, like maybe I'll do a little smorsh of like a cappuccino, but then I'll fill the rest of it up with Colombian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Want that as like the back note.
Well, there's a place up in Massachusetts in my wife's hometown, Caitlin's hometown, and I can't remember the name of it, and I'm Googling it, but there's 1,000 coffee shops in Boston, so I won't ever find it. But anyway.
Dunkin' Donuts? Is it called Dunkin' Donuts?
No, there's just a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. But it's this coffee shop, and like I said, I forget the name of it. It begins with an M. Maybe I'll think of it. But they have this this pumpkin fall type of brew that comes only once a year, and it is really good. But I don't put any sweetener in it, so you just get that spice taste that you would get in a pie. You know what I mean, or whatever they make pumpkin shit with.
But, there's lots of coffee shops up north, and they have lots of bars. There's a bar on every corner. There's a damn corner bar.
Irish people up north for a while, and a lot of, you know, poles.
As many churches as they have here, they have bars up north.
Yeah, exactly.
It works out.
And they're all like rundown corner bars.
Oh, yeah.
Real the good kind. Bar. Yeah, the good kind. Well,
that's the difference in the people down here. They don't drink in public. They drink in private.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. No, this is like on any corner bar, there's at least 3 people in there that are actively dying, and they've been doing so for about 7 years.
Yeah, we had those little shitty roadhouse type bars in little towns outside of ours. It's weird. The town that Jeff and I grew up in for years only had one bar. And then at one point it had two. I think now there may be 4. But you could go out into these boonie towns that were outside of us, and they'd have 4 or 5 bars, like this town, Covington. We don't say Covington. We say Covington up north. And there must have been 6 bars in Covington, and they're all filled with people.
Well, don't you feel like those sometimes? Because I know sometimes I've been upset. Maybe I've been angry in my marriage, and I just want to go to the bar. I just want to go down to the bar and have a drink. There's no bars in Snellville. I'm going to go to Applebee's and belly up to the bar. I mean, how stupid is that? It was like, there's not one bar around here where you can just go and sit down. And then there's like, whatever, Gus, he's there. You tell him all the shit.
I even do it, Kevin. my son got laid off. It's all right. He's going to find a place. I know he's going to find a place.
And that's what, right? And that's why normal people go there, because then you see all the barflies that are, you know, their lives are complete shit. And then you're like, I got it so bad. I'll go home and listen to this motherfucker. And
I'll tell you why, because for the generations above us and for our generation, for the most part, we like that going and sitting to a bar where you know people and, you know, you can get drunk and thrown out. They'll let you back in the next day. But now everything is, well, we have to go on a tour of breweries. So let's go to all the microbreweries around town and let's go to the cidery and let's take pictures of it and let's try their bar food that's really famous, that what gastro food. And then, you know, but there aren't bars. In Midtown Atlanta, used to have a lot of dive bars, but most of them are gone. You know, they're really good ones. There was one in East Atlanta that I loved, and that's gone. But, you know, hey, we got to go do the experience. Now, I like beer, but, you know, and sometimes I want to go try different beers at different places. But I also just want to go drink, you know, shitty beer at a bar and talk.
Yeah, and I don't want to see how it's made. I don't want to see where it's made. I don't want a tour if I go in. I want to go sit down at a bar stool and have a beer and three. And
yeah, some 20-year-old guy with a full beard.
telling you how the beer is made and first how good it is.
We ferment the cranberries before we add them to the cranberry pumpkin beer, and then we let it, and it's a double bock, and it's a hoppy blah 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 blah.
I just want to hear what Pickle did.
Oh no, I'm not. Listen, I'm telling you,
all the donuts.
I mean, we've been together like what, 23 years. So these moments have happened sometimes, you know. And you know, in Michigan, there's a bar. There's always a bar. Just go sit at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't have a name. You want to go to the bar? Yeah, let's go to the bar. And people knew what you were talking about.
You know, my stepdad, he would always say, anytime he was talking about somebody's wife who was a piece of shit, he would always say, "Yeah, bitch is always down at the bar." Then we just know what bar. Doesn't matter which one, it's the bar.
It's a great song by Loudon Wainwright III, if you know who that is. It's what was that TV show he was the principal on, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know.
You watched it. It had all those Seth Rogen actors and
Freaks and Geeks. He was on.
Yeah, he was the principal, Loudon Wainwright III. Now, novelty song fans will remember the song Dead Skunk, but he has a song called Down Drinking at the Bar. And it's specifically what Steph is talking about and what we've been talking about. I know where you are. You're down drinking at the bar.
Dustin's in Inception. Can't you just Inception a bar right outside Stephanie's house?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't need it now. I don't have those problems right now, but you know, sometimes.
So you just need to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. Don't touch my beer, and I ain't gonna check my blood sugar. You know.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The check is in the mail.
I gotta go to Red Robin.
unlimited steak fries.
To drown my sorrows.
Red Robin. They actually have good burgers, but I mean, you're right. That's like, oh, man, there's kids running around. It's
right. No, I get Dunkin' to bring me my beer.
Dunkin' Donuts now with beer. Speaking of pigging out, the other day I had my first movie theater popcorn that I've had since December 2019. So that's however many months. 21 months, if you do.
It's good. Was it fresh? Was it stale?
Yeah, it was fresh. But the problem with it is they don't do layering anymore. And then you ask Jeff. Jeff wanted to get his layered. He was ahead of me in line. And we don't do that anymore. And Jeff said, why? And the guy goes, COVID. Now, listen. Why? What does COVID have to do with not layering popcorn? AMC, you're lucky we're here, you fucks.
For one thing, also, they only have small, which is like a large drink size popcorn, right. and a large popcorn. They don't have a medium popcorn anymore, which was like the bag.
Right. No, actually they do. I thought that too, but that's what our Dan got. Dan got the medium and it was that bag.
Oh, so, really? It said on the sign there was only small and large.
That's the small now. That the medium, the old medium is now the small.
Okay.
And the large is that gigantic bucket, which I got because, like I said, I love popcorn and I haven't had any in a long time from movie theater. But they don't layer it anymore, and I don't know why. They're cheapskates. They're cheapskates. Look, AMC, we're at your theater. Not a lot of people are here. You've lost a shit ton of money. Put water in the fucking middle of the popcorn, dicks.
You're a huge stockholder in AMC. Can't you just boss them around when you go in there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What was that old song that layers, she said, and that's what I did, and I don't go there anymore.
What the hell are you
talking? Sounds like a drinking song.
What are you talking
from?
About?
I don't know what it's from. Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway.
No, Google the lyrics.
Layer, she said.
Layer, she said. Is it Dr. Dirty?
Maybe. Is it what they're singing in Jaws when they're sitting in the boat waiting for Jaws to eat them?
That's that old Spanish.
Oh, that's right.
Farewell and Adieu.
Are you thinking of the novel, the parody song that our friend Nick made up to the tune of Amy?
No. What was that?
Amy, what you're going to do?
Oh, it's not.
All right. So Jeff and I went and saw Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi,
the Legend of the Cock Rings.
Oh, okay.
And it was amazing. He had these 10 rings on his balls, and it held him and kept him hard for 2.5 hours. It was amazing. Fight crime with it. He was whipping dragons with his ding dong. No, that's not in the movie. But it was a good movie. It was awesome. Now you guys haven't seen it yet, right, Dustin?
No, I want to see
it. I'm going to see it on November 12th.
November 12th. We saw it at the AMC in Parkway Point in Vinings, Georgia, which is Atlanta, but it's a little area. By the Braves Stadium, and man, was it loud!
Well, we accidentally saw the super sound one. That's why our tickets were so expensive. Also,
oh, I didn't know the
Dolby 3:45 show was in the Dolby super sound theater. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like a larger screen, not quite IMAX, but larger than a regular screen, and it had the super sound system, the Dolby.
It was whatever. Cool though. Yeah. It was cool. You could feel things vibrating and stuff. And what a good movie. I really enjoyed it. I see that it's not doing so well, but whatever. I saw one story where's that story?
It won the box office.
Yeah, 3 weeks in a row it's won the box office.
Yeah, I saw some stories where people were complaining about it because it's like a ripoff. Oh no, you posted that. Steph sent us the review.
Steph sent the review of the Sopranos movie by this dude, the reviewer for Daily Beast. And we were like, this guy's full of shit. And to prove that he was full of shit, you sent his review of Shang-Chi, which was not good.
Right. Oh, he said it was a knockoff. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. He said it was a knockoff of a bland knockoff of Black Panther.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think so. I thought it was a lot of fun, and it told the story, and the actors were good, and the special effects were good. So if you want to go see a movie in a theater, that's a good one to go see for sure.
And had ties to Captain Marvel and Doctor Strange,
mm-hmm.
and the Hulk.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff. And yeah, and of course, Ben Kingsley as the Mandarin, who just pops. You know, I forget what was his character's name. A guy, he's a guy from Liverpool, but he's you know, remember in Iron Man 3, was it the Mandarin was the man? Yeah, Ben Kingsley was great in that role. And it's the first time I've seen Awkwafina in anything, and boy, she's a great actress. She's funny. She fills that sidekick role, you know, that it's a role that has been in a lot of movies over the years. It's like a character actor. It's a type of role where you play the friend, the sidekick, whatever, snarky, funny. And that's been done 100,000 times, but she does it really, really well. And great job. Now I want to watch, somebody said I should watch Nora from Queens. So.
We've been telling you that.
Yeah. I know you've been telling me that, but somebody put it in the show notes.
Jeff told us forever and I ignored him until we finally watched it. And it's so good. I've watched every episode from season one twice.
Yeah. Wow.
They're not throwing the new ones up there yet. Maybe they're waiting until the whole.
No, not yet. But
you can watch them on the Comedy Central app if you want to get on using my.
I can't watch them without Neil now. Yeah. It's like our show now. He loves it.
Cast it to your TV. Can you do that from your phone?
Give that a shot. I'll try that.
Try that. But boy, it was a lot of fun. And it didn't take me long to get back to the things I hate about movies. Going to the movies is there were 10,000 fucking trailers. One after the other.
They do that a lot now. I think it's so people can just go late like they always do.
Right.
Not miss any of the actual movie.
The Matrix trailer didn't do anything for me. It just makes me not want to see it. I don't understand.
I want to see it, but maybe not in the theater. I don't know.
I don't know. Why is it being made? What needs to be said? I mean, I know why it's being made. Money. It was a tight trilogy. It was a good trilogy. It had a beginning and an end. And, you know, the first movie's way better. I've said that before. It's, you know, as far as films go, the first one is a really good film from start to finish. By the third one, though, it gets a little drag ass, but it's still a good trilogy. And I don't know why it needs to be brought back other than money. And they certainly didn't
prefer Crawl.
You prefer Crawl?
Nice.
Okay, that's an interesting choice. I do like that.
Family Guy.
Oh, Family Guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was the time Peter said that. I prefer Crawl.
Oh, I prefer Crawl. I've been watching.
That was the mask wearing in the theater. We sat in the very back row, so I couldn't see anybody's faces. But you got up a couple times. Did you see people wearing masks?
Not in their seats. They were wearing masks out in the lobby or going to the bathroom and things like that. I mean, I took mine off as soon as I sat down.
I mean, I took mine off while I was eating my popcorn, but I put it back on for the rest of the movie.
Yeah. At least we can go see movies. But anyhow, we'll do our news here in a little bit, but I wanted to talk about, there's one thing that I try to ignore, but I can't ignore it because it's all over TV and news and the internet. And this happens. Okay. So we've all seen Norm Macdonald, Me Doing Stand Up, right? That special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about news and it's all about that. A lady has vanished.
Yeah.
So not even a week after he dies, what is the number one story going on right now outside of COVID?
Gabby Petito
and John or Brian Laundrie. That's his name. Petito and Laundrie. I couldn't care less about these people. And the thing that annoys me about this fucking story is that it ticks all the right boxes, right? You got the Instagram van life, the pretty girl and the boyfriend, and oh, she's missing and now he's missing. They have a domestic altercation. And then you have now all the people in the media, like the New York Times and that idiot Joy Reid going, well, nobody cares. People only care about white girls who go missing, which I agree with. She has a point. That's the only people they make big stories out of with these things. But Jesus Christ.
She's dead, though.
Yeah.
She's not missing. She's dead.
She was missing. I know she's dead. They found her in the woods. Oh, no, not the woods. Nothing good ever happens in the woods. That's from the Norm Macdonald bit. But my overall point is, I saw a story today. They found her body in Wyoming, right? Or that she got killed in Wyoming.
Grand Tetons.
Yeah. Which is a state that's only 35% vaccinated. How does that have anything to fucking do with it? They have to weave. But all the narratives have to weave into the story. Race, sickness, COVID. He's horrible. She's dead. Anyway, I don't know. I'm going to wait for the podcasts, the 10,000 podcasts about it, and the Dateline expose with that guy who has all the lines in his face.
Well, they haven't even found him hanging from a bridge yet, which is sure to come.
Maybe he buried himself in a very, very, very deep grave.
He's on a boat somewhere.
You think?
Yeah. He accidentally went live for 3 seconds on Instagram, and people could see that he was on a boat.
Oh, man. Them crime sleuthers, they'll find his ass. They find everybody.
He's on a boat, motherfucker.
I get what you're saying, Tim, but at the same time, it's just, I didn't follow them or whatever, but it's sad.
Well, of course it's sad. You know, the guy, we don't know what happened, but everybody.
She seemed like a nice enough girl.
Right. But then, you know, you had those cops, and here we are talking about it, but the cops pulled them over. They're having an altercation, told them to split up and separate for a while. But my overall point is that there's so much shit going on in the world that's important. And this is what we're talking about. You know, somebody you don't know, somebody that you were never going to meet. Maybe she has a bunch of friends, and because they're on Instagram or whatever, nobody knows these people. Why do we care about them?
Well, they want to distract you from the fact that they still haven't figured out who stabbed that lady and her pit bull to death, or who shot that girl and left her in Yellow River Park, or you know what I mean? So it's like they like to have these sensational things to you know, take your mind off the fact they're not actually solving real crimes.
Yeah. And that brings me back to that one thing I agree with Joy Reid about is, the only time these stories make news is when it's some sensational and the people are good looking and, you know, or they're, but I'm just going to say it's, you know, it's the missing white girl syndrome is a real thing in the media and it's terrible.
I think it's more than that. I think it is about looks. I think if this girl looked like, I don't know, Rihanna, it wouldn't matter as long as they're hot.
I don't know. Maybe. But if she looked like, you know, Honey Boo Boo, you'd never hear about it.
No, I agree with you there. Yeah. If they're ugly, nobody cares. Kill the ugly. Throw them in a pit. Nobody cares.
Right. Right. But this pretty white girl is missing. So we need to talk about it so much. Ugh.
More importantly, though, Norm MacDonald has a show is in the top five on Netflix now.
It is, huh? Yeah. Did they put all of them, even the YouTube ones up there?
All the Netflix ones.
Okay. The YouTube ones I saw got put up and then taken down. You can find all this shit. You just got to Google it. But Norm MacDonald has a show on Netflix. Those are good. But the real good ones are the two seasons of YouTube interviews that he did in his podcast. Those are great. I'm surprised that, well, he would get canceled if, I don't know. Who cares? I don't want to think about it.
He did get canceled from life.
Yeah, he got canceled from life.
I think they said it was leukemia also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. How'd they find out? Who said?
I don't know. I heard that online.
Yeah.
I also heard that someone said, you know, I don't think I'll ever get over Norm. Not in the car I drive.
He would have appreciated that joke.
Yeah, I saw some.
Must be a Yugo.
I saw some failed female comics where, like, he was mean to me or he sexually blah, 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 blah. I saw that on Twitter and immediately turned away. He's dead. Good luck. but last week I sat in with one of the night shows, the only night show at WSB. It's called Word on the Street with Shelley Winter and Milani Kai, who I've worked with before, and a guy named Scotty B. They're on from 9 to midnight, and boy, it was a lot of fun. So if you're interested, I'm going to be on this Friday as well. Of course, this comes out the day after I was on, so look for me next Friday.
Right. What goes on this show? What do you do? What do you do on that show?
They talk about topics and have questions. Friday nights, Milani Kai isn't there. So it's like the guy's night. And it was so different from being on with, you know, Von Hessler Doctrine. Because the first question right out of the gate by Shelley Winter was, would you do AOC? Now, all politics aside, would you do AOC? And they take
refer to the Radio Labyrinth episode where Tim said AOC was hot long before she was elected.
Well, that's what I said on the show. I said if I were married, but I'm married. You know, those questions are a little more uncomfortable when you're married and stuff like that. But it was just weird.
Don't you and your wife have some kind of new green deal where you can bang AOC if you want to?
No. But it became, you know, the overall question was, well, does politics distract you? And a lot of people called in and was like, nah, if you're in a bar, nobody cares about that shit. I don't know. Maybe younger people do. I don't think we cared when we were younger.
And when you were fucking Rudy Giuliani, it had nothing to do with politics.
Well, he hadn't gone crazy yet. See, he had saved New York. And I'm like, I'm fucking the guy that saved New York. If I fucked him last month, it would have been like, I'm fucking with the guy.
That's why I was begging Clinton to play his saxophone.
Yes. And plus Rudy's he's aged and probably a little looser than he was in the
get that hair dye all over your chest.
Yeah. And plus I'd have to meet him at that feed and grain store in Philadelphia across from the porn shop.
He's so ghoulish looking.
He is ghoulish looking, but that's what happens. I'm not gonna try to do him. I don't do a very good one. And so, yeah, I'm doing that. You look for me. I'll tweet it at Tim Andrews here. I'll tweet out when I'm going to be on Word on the Street. But it's a fun show to be on. And, you know, it's just people talking. And it's a lot of fun.
Do they take calls?
Yeah, they take calls. And that's fun also.
Do they like Fish?
The band Fish? I don't think so. Why don't you call in Friday night and ask?
Oh, I just thought maybe you bring it up.
Hey, Shelly, do you like fish? I like I like seafood. I don't know. I'm working on him, working on an impression of him. Anyway,
I was just thinking of the whitest thing that you like, and it's fish.
Oh, no, I like Wilco. And
oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
And Battlestar Galactica.
True.
All that shit. Hey guys, check out our flashback episode this weekend. It is another classic. It is actor Sean Bridgers. We spoke to him in September 2019. So that's a phone call that we did, and we were still recording in studio, and it was a fun interview. I hope you give it a listen if you weren't listening at that time. Let's see. We have new artwork for a t-shirt coming out for Halloween. Fuxie showed me a rough draft of it yesterday. It looks amazing. I can't wait to get it on t-shirt so you all see it. He's going to color it in, and I think you're going to like it. It's based on what we do in the shadows. So,
can we get a sweatshirt? Is that available?
Yeah, there are sweatshirts. I'll make a sweatshirt. I'll put it. Okay. I'll make that as an option.
I want a sweatshirt.
Oh, I want one too. So yes.
I want one on a thong.
I'll make sure that that happens. So a thong for you would be like, you would have to be cloth. They're like little hooks for your for the back, but then for your nuts and cock, it'd have to be like the size of a grocery bag, right?
Garbage bag, probably.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have
not
one
a little of those tall cool. kitchen ones either.
I have one of those little bags that you put cocaine in.
Thongs are not for everyone.
No, they're really not for most people.
No, they're not.
Yeah. There's like a very small sliver of the population that should be wearing thongs. We're going to take a break and come back and do news and shit. Hey, you hungry? I got an idea for you. Why don't you go to Atlanta Pizza in Euro? That's Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers, Georgia. That's right. They have delicious pizza and delicious Euros. We've been there a bunch of times. We've done a couple of shows there. We've done a couple of meet and greets there. In fact, we're planning on going back sometime in November or sometime in the fall to do another like live recording, and more on that when we know more about it. But first things first, let's talk about Atlanta Pizza and Euro. They have brand new options for you. They have gluten-free crusts, vegan cheese, and as always, they have a lot of great local craft beers at reasonable prices. Now, Steph, don't they have a food truck?
They do have a food truck, and we all want to catch a ride in this food truck, like big time. Yeah. And I think they've done a few things so far that went very well, he said. Mm-hmm. And just to go back, though, the craft beer thing that you were talking about, I had some really good beer the last time I was there. It's like, okay. I think it was Tropicalia or something. I'd never had it before. And now that's like one of my favorite beers. So they have,
hell yeah.
I think that's what it was. But they have really great beers there. And Mike, he likes to bring you around the little taster. Let you take a little sip. You don't have to buy the whole thing. You know, maybe you don't know. He'll like, here, take a sip. And then you can get it if you want to. That's what I love about them.
I don't mind a little beer every now and then. A good tasty brew to go with your pizza. And hey, keep it in the family.
Just had a pizza.
Yeah, Dustin, let's keep it in the family. I was just about to say that. Now, someone in your family works there.
Yeah, my oldest son, Rylan, he's a server there. So when you walk in and you see, you know, a 6'5 dude come up and ask you what you want to eat, that's my son. He enjoys it. He loves the people there. It's a great atmosphere. You know, they've had long existing customers that come in there, you know, all the time. It's like a family. It's kind of like a cheer situation. He loves working there.
And he's bringing home free pizzas too, right?
Yeah, that's a perk from time to time. But
Mike Hall has been a supporter of Radio Labyrinth for a very long time, and we thank him for that. Mike and his lovely wife have always supported us, and couldn't find a nicer couple. And we would like everybody to patronize the restaurant, which is in Conyers, and maybe Dustin will be there. How about that? It's AtlantaPizzaEuro.com if you want to find out more about it. Look at the menu. And try it. I mean, it's good pizza. So
it's great pizza. Killer crust, killer cheese. He has great sauce. I mean, I haven't tried the vegan pizza yet, which I don't know. You know, I'm sure that Mike is going to make it wonderful,
right?
No matter what it is.
Does it have pepperoni on it?
No.
Oh.
It's vegan.
Oh.
They make vegan pepperoni.
I'm sure it's delicious. Sure, vegan pepperoni is delicious. But now on a vegan, can't you use Beyond Meat? That is sort of like meat, but it isn't.
There's a lot more alternatives than they used to be. That's for sure.
You can use the Impossible Bat.
Don't bring
Mike does not put bat in his pizza.
Mike does not want people thinking that he puts impossible bat in his pizza. So please, I mean, not even real bat, let alone impossible bat. Check out Atlanta Pizza in Nero. They're on Facebook, and they are, and the links are all here for you to click on and to go check it out. That's AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
And we're back.
We are back. Jeff, tell us about the Emmys, just the big ones. I know that you liked Kaley Cuoco's dress. I didn't watch any of it. I just watched the fallout on social media. So who were the big winners this year?
Ted Lasso, I won a bunch. Hacks, I was happy to see one.
What did that win for?
I won for like best writing, and Jean Smart won.
Excellent. That makes me happy. Yeah. He deserves it. What did Ted Lasso win?
Ted Lasso won for Jason Sudeikis as lead actor in a comedy series.
Awesome.
Jean Smart won for lead actor in a comedy series for Hacks. Hacks won best directing for a comedy series and outstanding writing for a comedy series. And I'm trying to see what all Ted Lasso won, because Hannah Waddingham won for lead actress in a supporting actress in a comedy series.
Shame. Yeah. Shame.
Queen's Gambit won a few things. The Crown won a few things.
Yeah, why does The Crown keep fucking winning? There are lots of shows. They've won a bunch, right? Haven't they won every year? Come on.
I've never watched the first episode of that.
I started to watch the first episode and I was like, Z.
I've watched a bunch of episodes with Caitlin. She's watched it. And the acting is good. And it's historical, so it's kind of cool to me. But I mean, do they have to keep winning? Why? It's like Frasier won an Emmy every year. By the eighth year, you're like, okay, we get it. You like Frasier.
And there were a couple highlights. Conan O'Brien was acting like an ass. He was pretty funny. He charged the stage when Stephen Colbert won the category that he was nominated in.
Oh.
And he like stood up there the entire time during his acceptance speech and just like mugged for the camera and shit. And then
it didn't help that he's like 7 foot tall. Yeah. So you see him over Colbert.
And then when the guy from the Academy comes out, which is normally the most boring part of the entire ceremony, you know, when he comes out and gives the spiel from the Academy, Conan stood up and saluted him the entire speech.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I see people were pissed at Seth Rogen for being the
that was
Ronan arc. Hey, you know, wear a mask. We should wear masks.
That was all set up, though. I mean, he did that in rehearsals too and everything, so they knew he was going to do that.
All right.
But he said that he made the joke that they told him it was an outside ceremony.
Yeah.
But they were actually inside. He's like, why do we have three chandeliers if we're outside? Like, three chandeliers are more important than protecting Eugene Levy.
So why were they touting him as a why were they touting him on social
media? I guess they just took him out of context, because it was clearly a written joke for him.
All right. Well, still, why bring it up anyway? Just do your show. Act like it doesn't exist. Have fun. Let guys wear dresses. Like the guy from Hacks who wore a dress. Bold and groundbreaking. I'm a man in a dress.
Hey. I think they have the lowest rate of COVID in the country right now. So
who? California?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, my boss, she just got back from San Diego Tuesday, and although she wore masks the whole time, you know, they're super mask. Everybody, that's the lifestyle, but everybody's just doing their shit. She's like, you turn on the news, they're not like 57 dead and the last hour. They don't even talk about it. They just wear the masks and just keep rolling on. She went to a weed shop. She got a personal shopper, took her back there, picked out some stuff for her. It's great.
If they're so low, why don't they take their masks off?
I don't think that they think that it's gone. Mm-hmm. I think that's why they think it is so low.
Yeah, that would be wrong. So what?
Well, tell that to Japan and all these other places that have been doing this for years.
They've always worn them because of dust.
The in memoriam segment was good.
It's like I'm talking to my papa.
I was just trying to wrap up the Oscars real quick.
When were the Oscars?
I mean the Emmys.
Completely missed the Oscars to all these masks. Shock your memory.
Norm was in the In Memoriam, which everybody was wondering if he was going to make it or not. No Frank Bonner, though, who from WKRP, who passed this year.
I thought they'd put people who died in there.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't make it.
Well, the millennial who edited it together didn't know who it was.
Yeah, his IMDb score is not high enough.
Yeah.
Did he do anything besides Herb Tarlick?
No. Well, yeah, but name it.
I mean, he guested on other shows occasionally after WKRP, but that was his main role.
Yeah, and he did it very, very well. So what was up with Kaylee Cuoco's dress? Why was that so hot?
It was just a very nice dress.
Oh, I see here. Yes. Oh, it's a lovely shade of green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's dating. All the better for Pete Davidson to skeet all over.
Is she dating Pete Davidson?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now I don't like it anymore.
Did you hear the theory that Pete Davidson and John Mulaney switched bodies?
No. I want to hear it. Tell me.
People are saying that, you know, John Mulaney, this buttoned down, like, normal human being person, has switched bodies with Pete Davidson.
That's no fun. Now Pete Davidson's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't.
John Mulaney's in rehab and knocking up
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn, yeah.
Let's see. Obi-Wan Kenobi has wrapped filming, says Ewan McGregor. This is from Collider.com. He won an Emmy for Halston.
Yeah, somebody actually watched Halston.
Halston was great. It really was great. You should have watched it.
Doesn't say in the article when the show is going to debut.
No, I'm sure it's wrapped principal photography, but there's still probably a year's worth of special effects they got to do on it.
Yeah,
editing and shit like that. I'm excited for it. That's the kind of Star Wars shit I'll watch. The stuff that's made for us old people. Ted Lasso season 3 is confirmed. It'll have 12 episodes. We already knew there was going to be a third season, but it's going to have 12 episodes. Caitlin and I are just about ready to wrap up season 1, and we'll probably get into season 2. Adult Swim did a fun little tribute to Family Guy. It's on YouTube, and we'll share the link or whatever. But, you know, looking back, when the Family Guy got canceled by Fox, Adult Swim picked it up and started running it in syndication. And when they did that they kind of had a symbiotic relationship. It brought more people to Adult Swim, and people who were already at Adult Swim started loving Family Guy. So it worked together. And that, and plus the massive DVD sales when Fox released it on DVD, brought Family Guy back from the dead. And it aired on Adult Swim for almost 20 years. And now they're moving to another platform. I don't know exactly which one.
HBO Max with all the Adult Swim stuff.
But it's, no, they're going to a different app.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to move to HBO Max like the rest of the stuff.
Let's see. No, it's moving its way to FXX. So FXX.
It'll be Hulu. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hulu then. Yeah. No.
Which is fine, but that's it's pretty cool. Somebody animated it, and it's all a bunch of Adult Swim characters waving goodbye to Family Guy. And congratulations to Cassandra Peterson for coming out at age 71 or however old she is. That'd be Elvira, and she has a new book out and a show on Shudder. So in order for that to get free advertising, she's revealing that she's been a lesbian for 17 years. Or however many years.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying that everything now has to come. You know, I would have told you this a year ago, but I didn't have a book coming. You know what I mean? Everything is tied together now. Everything is marketing. Everything is, I have this thing about me that no one knows. I'm just going to wait until I have something to promote.
I want to know, do those cans still look the same?
Oh, I bet they do.
Well, you'll be able to find out on Shudder on Saturday.
Yes.
To check that out.
But yeah, but again, everything, you have to have that little piece of wokeness, because there might be somebody under the age of 40 who doesn't know who she is. And so, oh, this person's okay, now I'll watch. But yeah, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. It's the first time I ever saw her was on Real People. Remember back in a long, long time ago? That's the first place I had heard of Dr. Demento was on Real People. I learned everything I know from Real People. Jeff, who died?
Marvin Van Peebles just died before we started. Or
Melvin Van Peebles?
News. Yeah.
89 years old. Yeah, Mario Van Peebles' father.
Yeah.
Good actor, and he produced and directed, too, is to my record.
Sweet, sweet backs, sweet ass song.
But he was in that TV version of The Shining.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. Did he play?
Yes. Danny? Yeah, he played Danny. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Mr. Bojangles.
He was 89. Mario Van Peebles' dad, and Willie Garson also died from Sex and the City and White Collar. He was now, 57. He had cancer also.
That's sad. I like that guy, and I liked him on the times I watched Sex and the City. I liked him. Now, I didn't know this, and I went and looked it up. Was he the older kid on Mr. Belvedere?
No, I don't know.
No.
No?
He just turned 57 today. It's his birthday today. That kid on, yeah, the one from Mr. Belvedere.
Not the little kid, the older.
The older one, the older brother.
So who did Willie Garson play on Mr. Belvedere?
He played Mr. Belvedere's balls.
Ouch. Wesley, I sat on my nuts.
Wesley.
I mostly remember him from Something About Mary.
Yeah. Who was
Something About Mary?
He was the best friend of, he was the doctor, best friend that told Ben Stiller that Mary was a doctor living in Florida, told him the truth.
Oh,
he had the long curly hair when they were young kids, and Warren got the ball.
I haven't watched that in a very long time. It's such a good movie. All right, now we're going to talk about the stuff that we watched. The stuff that we watched. What did everybody watch? And give our staff picks. I'll go first. The Reservation Dogs with Bill Burr, which I think is an Emmy-winning performance by Bill Burr. Fantastic episode. And I'm not going to spoil anything in case you haven't seen it. But there's a scene in there that was so powerful, it shocked me. And I needed to take a few minutes to relax after I saw it. And good acting, good writing. And I think it's one of the best shows on TV right now.
You knew we were going to have to see this scene sometime because...
Right, but you didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, you weren't expecting it. Maybe I thought maybe in the season finale we'd see it, but this Bill Burr episode was a good place to put it.
Yeah, and Bill Burr did a great job, as he usually does when he guest stars on a show.
If you were a fan of that, you should. If you didn't listen to it, Sterling Harjo, the creator, was on Marc Maron a couple months ago, something like that. Yeah. Really good interview.
Then I'd have to listen to Marc Maron. All right.
No, it just was worth the 15 minutes. Instead of
just turning into Marc Maron, you're going to listen to him?
I'm not turning into Marc Maron. Get out of here. My wife's snooping in here taking pictures.
She's a big Marc Maron fan.
You know, she's going to send it to Marc Maron. let's see. We watched the season 2, episode 1 of The Morning Show. I didn't get into it. I'm not going to watch any more of it.
Why? Jen's going to be back.
Apple TV. It's just it looks boring. I mean, the story is going crazy and I wasn't grasped.
I wasn't taken aback with it either.
Yeah. I liked the first season a lot. Let's see. The other show I watched was Dark Side of the Ring, season 3, episode 8. The show is back from hiatus and I watched the Plane Ride from Hell episode, which was really, really good.
Is this why they're kicking what's his name out of the WWE Hall of Fame?
Who?
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
They are kicking him out.
Yeah, he's no longer in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, they pulled him out.
Well, because in the episode, it's alleged that he whipped his cock out on this plane and forced one of the flight attendants to touch him and stuff. He denies it.
They did this on Heels, too. If you're watching Heels, they maybe kind of base it on the whole Ric Flair story.
Really?
The what's his name? Chris Bauer.
Yeah.
Plays a wrestler. And okay. He whips it out on a plane.
Oh, I bet you that came from that then. So that must have been a story that's been going around a long time. But again, Ric Flair denies it. I don't know. Hey, listen, the WWE Hall of Fame, that's a lot different because O.J. Simpson is still in the NFL Hall of Fame. They're not going to take him out.
Well, if you want to see it, just go to Frankie's Steakhouse in Duluth. He's always hanging out at the bar there.
Who?
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
He is now?
Yeah.
Writing that down. Maybe
just go to Frankie's Steakhouse. Any random night, he'll be up there at the bar, just hanging out, waiting for people to come over and be like, "Oh my God, you're Ric Flair."
Look down and go, "Man, I had no idea you were 5'3".
Yeah. Yeah, that's some folks that I know. They were just there a couple weeks ago, and the bartender said, "Yeah, he does this all the time. Just sits up here and like, yeah, it's me. Like he gets such a charge out of it, I guess.
Well, good for him.
And people love to see him. So
now, well, now that he's been kicked out of the WWE Hall of Fame, sure, his life is over.
What was he going to do with that?
It's just enough to have been considered and put in there in the beginning. So anyway, I love that show, Dark Side of the Ring. I'm trying to get an in with Chris Jericho. So stay tuned. If I can get that in, I would love to have him on. See, my staff pick, in lieu of the new movie about Tammy Faye Baker or Mesnick or whatever her name was, with Jessica Chastain, who I heard did a great job, I would say go back to the year 2000 and find the documentary The Eyes of Tammy Faye, great documentary narrated by RuPaul. It has an 86% score on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's 23rd on the 50 documentaries to see before you die list on current TV, and that's my stuff.
I saw an old movie from the 70s. My friend said she watched it on Shudder, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I had to watch it. It's called The Pit. I don't know if you guys ever watched this back in the day. It's a Canadian horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Pit.
The Pit.
And everybody, you remember it from the video store because it was the one video box cover that had the glowing eyes that you could press and it would make the eyes glow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did not remember that.
Oh, on the teddy bear?
Yes. Yes, it 100% holds up. It is, of course, it has like the 70-ishness to it. But this kid that plays him is a creepy little fuck. He is so creepy.
He plays the pit?
Huh?
He plays the pit?
No, he plays the kid that lures people to the pit and pushes them in. There's this whole montage sequence where he just goes apeshit crazy with it. I mean, just luring everybody up there that he can't stand and pushing him in this pit. And it's hilarious. Some of it is so funny. I'll be crying my eyes out. It's so funny. But he is very creepy and he's got like these very just serial killerish ways to him. But I highly recommend it. Watch The Pit if you never watched it. I was absolutely nostalgically delighted to watch it.
How much is better? How much is Shudder?
I think it's $5.99 a month. We're just doing the free trial this week. We'll probably forget and then pay for it for a month until Halloween's over, and then we'll cancel it. But for now, I mean, we do this. You go through and watch all the horror movies, and that's what I've been doing. Watching Creepshow season 2, watched episodes 1-3. First couple were really good. The last one I didn't care too much for. I watched that Lula Rich documentary on Amazon Prime about that freaking pyramid scheme of leggings.
Pants cult.
Yeah. Yes. That those two freaks in California. That's a great documentary.
Is it about Lululemon?
No, I thought that at first too. I'm like, Lululemon, that's still around. No, it's LuLaRoe.
Okay.
And I do remember I had my old boss, she was hooked up into this and would bring these pieces to work for you to look at, and that you can only buy them at these parties and all this other bullshit, and it's a total pyramid scheme. But it's really good. It's entertaining. There's 4 episodes and it's on Prime. And we watched Peninsula. I was so disappointed. I don't know if you could be more disappointed in the sequel to such a great movie, which was Train to Busan. Peninsula is a pile of crap. It's a complete pile of crap. And my staff pick is Midnight Mass. Starts on September 24th on Netflix, and this is the next thing in the whole, the Haunting of Hill House. This is a whole another iteration from those people that made those shows. So it looks like it's supposed to be pretty creepy and weird and gross and scary. So hopefully.
Awesome.
Oh, and I got sucked into that damn clickbait. I was not going to watch that damn show, and now I'm sucked into it.
It's terribly good.
It is terribly good.
I know. It's the worst good show.
I hate myself. It's a literal, the name of the show is literally what it is. It's fucking clickbait.
Yeah. I had to wash my eyes with a Brillo pad after that. Watch that show. All right, Jeff, do your litany.
Let's see. I watched Only Murders in the Building this week. That was a good one. A lot of Selena, so Steph couldn't.
No, it was good. I don't care. I'm getting over it. I'm getting over it.
That's crazy.
She does. She sounds like Kermit.
My teeth are falling out. My teeth. I have way too many teeth for my mouth.
I watched the new What We Do in the Shadows, where they went to Atlantic City.
That was a good one.
That one. That was a great one.
That was a good one.
Maybe the best one the whole season so far. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn Nine-Nine series finale was pretty good. Not great, but it was okay.
That's Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What did you expect?
Yeah, it was good, though, to send off the series. A lot of their classics and a lot of the people, cameos that have been on over the years, came back, and it was decent. Still hooked on Titans. I'm almost finished with season two. I think I watched 9 episodes of season 2 so far.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bill Burr episode on Hulu of Reservation Dogs. Great. Shang-Chi, we talked about. Billions. There's only 2 episodes left, but I'm all caught up on that.
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, it's been only good since it came back.
It's the same shit, though. We're going to get Axe. I'm like, yeah, but I'm on already. I'm over it.
Now, Axe and, spoiler alert, Axe and Chuck's ex-wife are going to hook up, I think.
Well, finally, give me something to see.
Yeah. I watched 1 and 2 of Creepshow. They were on AMC. I enjoyed those. I dug The Morning Show, the first one. I'm going to keep watching it. And I started watching the Ken Burns Muhammad Ali documentary. It's real good. Narrated by Keith David.
Listen to that new season of The Badlands with that one guy that does Disgraceland. He started a new season today, and it's all sports. And he did a one on Tyson. It's great, and I really think you'd like it.
I'll check that out. But this Ken Burns documentary, it's like 10 hours long or something, or eight wow. to 10 hours long, all about Muhammad Ali. And this first one, the entire thing is like from his birth in Louisville all the way up till his first title fight, it seems like. So I don't know what the rest of them are going to be about, but I'll report back later. Any Ken Burns documentary is good. I'll watch Ken Burns on shit that I don't even care about, like baseball and country music.
Did you listen to him on Smartless that everybody was all up in arms about?
What were they up in arms about?
About the fact that he said that things are worse now. I mean, they're as bad now as like they were during the Civil War, and like he named some of the worst times in U.S. history, and he said that this was comparable to all of them, if not it's worse.
Wow.
And people are mad at him for having an opinion that they don't like.
I think they were mad that he was acting like there's no slavery now, there's a lot of things that there aren't now that there mm-hmm. were during those times,
right?
You know, and that he was just kind of doing it to be salacious.
Right.
Yeah.
And my staff pick is the Star Wars Visions. It's on Disney Plus. They Disney asked 7 different Japanese anime studios to make Star Wars stories. So they're going to stream all of them on the 22nd, which is today. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, they should all be out now, and they're all dubbed into English with like voice actors like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bobby Moynihan, David Harbour, Alison Brie, Neil Patrick Harris, etc. I think that'll be pretty cool. Disney Plus.
I started Blacklist, which I'd never watched before. Did you guys watch it?
Mm-mm. I watched the first season and some of the second season. I thought it was good, and then it went downhill.
Yeah, we finished the first season. Yeah, and I enjoyed it. I know you, Jeff was bringing up was this Billy Summers effect, because they do bring it up in the latest Stephen King book. Billy Summers, the characters watch it. Yeah, that did have something to do with it, as far as me finally clicking on it. James Spader's character in that is very similar to characters in those Pendergast books that I read as well. And so that really, between those two things, it kept me watching it. And I like getting into a standard format show every now and again.
He's and this good. One seemed he's like really good at this.
He won an Emmy or two, I think, as well.
Yeah, he definitely deserves it. It's a really, cool written show. I'm probably going to, use it as my go-to for watching something. And like Steph, I went back in my childhood and found a movie that when I was a kid, it freaked me out to the point, and I couldn't find it. I looked for it for years and couldn't find it, but it's called Satan's Triangle from 1975. It's about a Coast Guard ship that finds a floating ship with, it has Doug McClure and Kim Novak, and Ed Lauder is in it too. It was a movie, they made a lot of those direct-to-TV movies in the mid-70s, and because you can still see all the transitions are definitely commercial spots. Nice. But it really freaked me out and hung with me when I was a kid, and rewatching it now, of course, it's just hilarious, but it was fun to kind of go back and finally watch it again and see what had been plaguing my nightmares for 40 years.
What's that on?
It is available on Prime, on Amazon Prime. Tacoma FD. Now, this is on HBO Max. They moved all of the seasons. There's three seasons over. And this is the Broken Lizard guys. It's actually...
I've been watching it since it started because they would always run after Impractical Jokers. So you just leave it on and watch it.
Oh, okay.
It.
Yeah, I love Broken Lizard stuff, and I love their, they have or had a podcast, I think, up until this show started, and then they, it pretty much took up all their time. But it's fun, it's kind of like a Super Troopers in a fire department.
It's like a emergency, but funny.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's got Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy, so those two are from Broken Lizard, and they created it, they wrote it, it's their show. And it's available on HBO Max. And my staff pick is Foundation. It starts on the 24th on Apple Plus. It's a book originally by Asimov.
Yeah, Isaac Asimov.
So it's another one of those from one of the original stories. So this is like something that influenced Star Wars, that influenced sci-fi in general. So hopefully it doesn't have that same curse that all these movies do, where everyone watches it and they say, "Oh, I feel like I've seen this before," and it just flops. And
Harris in it though, so
John Carter was a big example of how that happened, and that's the only thing that I'm kind of nervous about watching it. But I mean, it's Apple; they've been filming and working on this for like 3 years, so I mean, it's got everything behind it, as far as their it's going to be their flagship show for the next few, and they hope it's going to be like Game of Thrones for them. So we'll see how it goes. I'm up for any big sci-fi, at least until Dune comes out. That'll give me something to watch.
I'm looking forward to that one too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're going to take another real quick break, and then we're going to come back and do views or snooze, and so don't go anywhere. If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, we have the hookup for you. The name of the company is LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia, not Athens, Greece. The one in Athens, Greece, they're not going to get it to you on time. But the one in Athens, Georgia has been in business since 2005. Steph knows the guy who runs it. He's a cool cat, and they have super fast turnaround and affordable prices. So if you understand what we're talking about, and that is something that you're in the market for, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Number one is Survivor, which starts this week. This is the first season to record during COVID.
Snooze.
Snooze. I've never ever watched one episode of it.
You never watched one episode of Survivor? No. Even the early season?
I stopped after.
I told you I'm not a survivor. I will jump season. Right in front of a complete comet coming right towards I'm not gonna try and survive.
I've been watching since season one. I'm curious to see what they're gonna do during this pandemic. I think it's gonna be weird.
I watched one episode the first season and then never watched it again.
I watched three seasons of it, but I just it kind of ran its course with me. And then when other stuff started coming out, like, you know, that was like it, that was better than it. Yeah, I kind of stopped. It became Big Brother Survivor.
It really evolved over the years and changed the way that they play the game and stuff. And, it's managed to reinvent itself a bunch of times. So I don't know. I enjoy it. Anyway, it's a views for me, but it's news from everybody else.
3-1.
The next one is the new Wonder Years. This is the Lee Daniels version that starts this week on ABC with Dulé Hill and Don Cheadle's the narrator, the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to views that?
I don't watch anything on ABC, honestly.
Yeah, and Lee Daniels does good work. And The Wonder Years was a great show. I think that I'd like to see this take on it. I'm going to view it.
Isn't Fred Savage also a producer on it?
I imagine he would be, and maybe directed some, because he's a big director now.
Right. I'll give it a views just to see what it's like. I enjoyed the original a lot. So.
I'll let you guys let me know. You tell me.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the original series until it was on occasion. No. Well, I didn't watch TV then, but when it came out. But my opinion of it back when it came out, it was just pointless boomer nostalgia. I don't feel that way anymore because I'm not that big of a dick. But I watched it in syndication for the Olivia Diabo. Wasn't that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, a lot of good movies with her, other than that show. But it's going to be a snooze for me. I'm not interested.
About Red Sonja?
No, I'm talking about other films.
All right. And the third views or snooze is this new Netflix show hosted by Rob Lowe called Attack of the Hollywood Clichés. This is another one of those clip show shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically just going to do montages of classic Hollywood movies, demonstrating the industry's over-reliance on cliches, like people walking away from explosions and.
Oh, views. I'll watch that.
Views for me.
Yeah, I'll watch that. Views.
I'm going to watch it too. I think it's good. And it's made by the team that make Black Mirror. So I don't know, something weird's going to happen. Like he'll get attacked by robots at the end of the episode or something.
As long as they make Rob Lowe like walk away from explosions and bring stilettos. Yeah, yeah. I'll watch.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. It's a views for me also.
We all agree. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Jeff. Views or snooze. All right, we're going to wrap. Steph, before we wrap, please tell us what's going on with Barkville.
Well, we've taken in quite a few needy cases lately. So if you got any extra scratch you could throw our way, we could really appreciate it. We could use it, but we would also appreciate it. So you go to barkvilledogrescue.org. I mean, I'm talking like $5. If you got $5 burning a hole in your pocket, give it to us, because those $5 they adds up and we really need it. Also, thanks to everybody, especially like Emily Hine Warren, her husband Jake, they sponsored our Race for Your Lives thing this last weekend, which me and Barry came in like, I don't know, we didn't come in because we just didn't even, we just didn't go through the finish line. Like I just came up the other way.
Is that why Barry was carbo loading?
Yeah, Barry was eating pasta on my TikTok. He won't bite pasta. His meet and greet didn't go very well because he marked in their house.
Oh,
and they're two. And this is not against any of our millennial listeners. I love you guys, but these two are millennial douchebags, the both of them. And they were just like, I don't know, is he gonna always do this? I think I just like a stuffed animal, but whatever.
Still for pictures.
I mean, he's only lived outside his whole life. And, you know, he's 3 years old. He just got neutered. I'm sorry, he marked. He didn't even piss. He just marked, but whatever. Anyway, he's too good for them. So if you go to barkvilledogrescue.org, we could use your help with money, fostering, adopting. We really appreciate it. And, you know, that's the wolf. There you go, wolf.
All right. So until next week. Thank you, Steph. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon. Here at Radio Labyrinth, we are supported by Patreon. That's right. And our top Patreon donors are called producers. And we have a slew of them. And I want to read their names and thank them right now because we haven't done that in a while. First of all, Chris Chandler, thank you very much. And if you guys want to weigh in on any of these people, please jump in.
The former quarterback, right, for the Falcons. Chris Chandler.
No, it's not Crystal Chandelier. It is not Crystal Chandelier. But it is Chris Chandler. It's also not WSB's Chris Chandler. It's a different Chris Chandler. There's lots of Chris Chandlers, as it turns out.
Our Patreon's the best Chris Chandler.
It is the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the best Brett Perkins in the country is also one of our Patreon members.
Big buttery Brett.
Big buttery Brett. Butter him up. Todd Ellis, thank you very much for donating. Roby Neely, who you can hear from time to time on the always consistent Mike TV podcast, which is on our channel, hosted by Lisa Krause and Dean.
Dean.
Dean. Yeah.
And shout out to Roby too, because he was just in a car accident. He's okay.
I saw that.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That sucks. But no, Dean and Lisa do a good job when they actually do the show, and Roby is a good contributor to that show. So check it out. If you've never listened, go through our little back archive, and they do really, 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 really deep dive. another Patreon producer, Tim Slayton. Thank you very much. Yeah. Brian Smith, who he and his fiance are getting married in October on Halloween, and is a Halloween themed wedding. I hope I get to go. But if not, I wish them the best. They're great, great peeps, and they're big supporters of Dragon Con. Usually see them down there. Didn't get through this year. John Sutherland, great dude. We've known him for quite a while. Been a supporter for a very long time. John, thank you very much. He got me a real cool gift one year. I drew a Kiss drawing for him, and he got it framed or put in glass. It was really cool.
He was great at MASH, too.
Yes, he was. He was really good in MASH. Mike D. Thank you, Mike D. We've always said it that way. Emily Hine Warren, who will be joining us because she donated to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the WSB Carathon. And one of the packages was you get to sit in and watch us do Radio Labyrinth on Zoom. So she'll be doing that very soon.
And because she's Emily Hine Warren.
Well, yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. Buck Monterey, want to thank you very much. Another longtime producer.
I always feel like he played Archie on All in the Family.
You think? Matt Carter, thank you very much. Matt Carter, another longtime sponsor and also
a sweet, 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 wonderful man.
Yes, he is. Mike Hall, who we mentioned, he's also a sponsor. And longtime donor, Eric Malmstrom. He's always funny on social media and supports us and interacts with us. And last but not least, Mr. Chad Shepard, who gave us this, the Red Box Troll, another longtime donor, former intern of mine, coworker, really nice
chap.
And he's awesome. And there we go. Yeah, look at that pop out like a green penis. if you'd like to be a Patreon member, we have different levels, and those levels change from time to time. But what's always consistent is if you come in as a producer, that's $25 a month. You off the bat, you get to pick one of our T-shirts. So now would be a good time because in a couple of weeks, well, while you're watching this, odds are we're going to have a new T-shirt or something that you want, and those links will all be made available to you. So thank you guys, and we appreciate it very much.
Try again.